Welcome to the Houston Strength Podcast. Let's uncover your strength.
Guys, this is Jordan. Thank you for tuning in to the Houston Strength Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about scaling exercises and visiting a progression regression model. So the reason I wanted to speak about this is, especially when I go to the bigger commercial gyms, I'll go get some cardio in, and you'll see some people that are performing exercises that they're probably not at a fitness level to perform without compensating and putting themselves in a vulnerable position. And also for trainers, if you're working in a group setting, being able to adjust the exercise and scale it so that everyone participating in a workout can perform that movement pattern, even though they might not necessarily be doing the exact same exercise. So an exercise regression is an approach that decreases the demand of the movement pattern, whereas progression is the opposite. It increases the demand of that movement pattern by changing different variables. And if you visit my earlier podcast on variables of training intensity, I go deeper into the different things that you can change. But things like your tempo, your position, the segmental positions, the height of the exercise, the range of motion there, there's a lot of different things, rest intervals, there's a lot of different things you can change to make an exercise harder and also make it easier by adjusting those same influences. So I want to talk about what a progression regression model is, and I think this is important for any coach to visit. If you're doing this long term, you should have a baseline for a movement pattern for your client or athlete that you're working with, and know how to approach making that exercise harder or easier or more joint friendly in a lot of cases. It's very common that you'll have someone come in and say that certain exercise irritates their shoulder or irritates their back, and you should know how to scale that exercise so that they can perform the movement without discomfort, without pain, and without putting themselves in a vulnerable position that could affect their lifestyle outside of the gym. So I'm just going to take you guys through a progression regression model that I've built out specific to some of the equipment we have at our facility, but I think it'll be helpful, and I'll expand upon it as we go through it as to why I start with certain things and progress to the ultimate progression, or what I consider the ultimate progression for the majority of clients that come through our doors. So again, we're going back to our fundamental movement patterns, which I've talked about before. We'll start with the squat. So my baseline progression for a squat would be a TRX assisted squat. Again, at our facility, that's what works. You could hold onto a kitchen counter and squat. That would still be an assisted squat. That's my bottom regression, the lowest, easiest variation of a squat pattern. From there, I'll usually progress people to either a goblet squat, or we have a belt squat machine as well, so as not to load on the back. And then from the goblet squat, we'll do a squat to box, and then we'll go just a freestanding back squat, and then we can ultimately progress to a front squat or an overhead squat. So that's my progression regression model, from the easiest to the hardest, most intense variation that we visit on a regular basis. Next, we're going to go to the hinge. So our hinge pattern is our hip hinge. I always will start with an unloaded hinge. So this is just making sure somebody can flex the hips back without flexing the knees as they come down. Just making sure we have the hamstring and mobility in our spine to be able to push the hips back efficiently. From there, we can load that hinge with a band. We can visit a medicine ball good morning, just holding a med ball and then hinging. From there, we'll progress to an RDL with dumbbells or the barbell, ultimately to a good morning, a deadlift, and then an explosive hinge variation could be your clean or even a box jump. So there's a lot of ways to go with the movement patterns, and you have to decide what is most appropriate for your client or athlete's goals. So if I have an athlete, we'll probably focus more on cleans and box jumps and deadlifts, Whereas if I have somebody that's just training for physique, we might do more RDLs and good mornings and just focus on steady tempo, lighter loads, higher volume. Next, we're going to go to our horizontal push. So this is your push-up, your bench press. So I like to start with a banded chest press, make sure we can engage our core. From there, I like to progress to a medicine ball bench press because that puts the shoulders in a neutral position holding the ball. From there, we'll move into a push-up variation, usually an elevated push-up, and we'll lower that push-up down to the floor. From there, to a dumbbell bench press, into a barbell bench press. We can do floor presses along the way. There's a lot of different ways to visit that horizontal press. But again, it's good to understand how to start from a regression and work that up or work backwards if need be to avoid injury. So if somebody's having shoulder issues, maybe we do a floor press because it's less shoulder involved on the way down. We're choking that range of motion. Or like we have a shoulder saver pad we'll put on the bar to choke the range of motion, take the shoulder out of it, keep it on the chest and the triceps. So we did horizontal press. Now let's talk about a horizontal pull. So our horizontal pull, I like to start with a banded row. So we'll just tether a band either to a rack or we've got some attached to the wall and standing up row. Then we'll move into an inverted row. So we could do that off the TRX or holding onto a barbell. From there to a dumbbell row. And then from the dumbbell row, we'll do a bent over dumbbell row and the bent over barbell row. Plank rows, there's a lot of different horizontal pulling variations and a very important pattern to visit. Next, let's talk about a vertical press. So I like to start with a banded shoulder press, just standing on a mini band and pressing it overhead. From there, we'll move to the medicine ball overhead press. Again, we're in that neutral position. Move to some dumbbells. The landmine is great for people that have shoulder issues. They can visit a vertical pressing pattern. You can adjust the angle of that by the angle of their torso. Then to a barbell shoulder press, and we can go into a push press or a push jerk for a more athletic stimulus there. Next, let's talk about a vertical pull. So what I like to look at with the vertical pull, and this is part of our assessment process, is to do some wall slides, a scapular slide, making sure we can hold the shoulders in that externally rotated position and elevate and depress the scapula actively. From there, we'll go to a banded pull down. So we'll put a band over a pull-up bar, sit down and pull it down while trying to keep the forearms vertical. From there, we can move to a lat pull down and then into our pull-up variation. So we do a lot of neutral and supinated or chin-ups more so than an overhand grip pull-up. But I think they're all great and there's a reason for certain populations to visit the different variations. Next and very important part of training is your single leg variation. So I like to start with a lunge iso hold. So just holding a lunge position. From there, we can move into a static lunge or a split squat. From there, we can get more active with it, do a reverse lunge, walking lunges. We can load those with the barbell, and then rear foot elevated and front foot elevated split squats are also great single leg variations. And we can move laterally as well. So lateral lunge variations, lateral step up variations. I think it's very important to visit those. And then lastly, on this progression regression model I'm looking at right now, I put explosive patterns. And so this isn't necessarily a progression regression model, but just some examples of exercises that you can do to train explosively, even with limited equipment. So squat jumps, box jumps. We like to progress box jumps into depth box jumps or seated box jumps. We can do hurdle hops. And then we do a lot of medicine ball throw variation. So depending what type of ball you have, what type of space you're working with, we like to go outside and we'll take the dead balls and just throw it as hard as we can overhead, as far as we can, throw it backwards, throw it horizontally. And then push-up variations, we do plyometric push-up variations where we're going off a step or off the floor with a release in explosive fashion. So I hope this was helpful. And I will try to be more diligent about putting these out on a more consistent basis. But thank you to those of you that do listen. And I look forward to getting back with y'all.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to catch the next episode of the Houston Strength Podcast and uncover your strength.